Hi guys, this is a new episode on the English part on trading with Helk and Sell. This is going to be great because this new episode, this is going to be the third one. And guess what? You're going to discover that if you trade a lot and if you do many trade decisions, you're going to be over trading and this is going to kill your journey. And I'm going to explain you why you are doing this, why you are thinking like this way, and how to avoid this kind of thinking. Okay, but obviously this is a part where you have been guided by many other traders, many other people that is involved in this new industry. Probably it's not new, but this industry, it has been and has had a lot of people involved in this, and they have their own way of thinking. But I'm going to share with you the real information of trading on all my podcasts, and I'm going to tell you why you are thinking in this way, that you want to overtrade and you want to be trading and trading and trading most of the time, and this is not going to help you none, because it's going to get you frustrated. Okay, so basically this happens because when you are trading, probably you are new one, probably you are an experienced one, or maybe you're developing every single day while you're doing trading, okay? But this is happening because you don't have any goals. You don't have set any goals about your trading journey. You probably don't have any journal, any action plan, I guess. This is the right way to call this. And you need to understand how many steps you're going to do in order to achieve any goal that you have in your mind, okay? Because obviously all the goals are possible to create and achieve, but if you don't have any clue of what you need to do, probably you're going to be lost and you're going to be executing a lot of times on your trading, and it's going to be affected on your account. And why this is always happening, because probably you need to pay your bills, you need to pay your rent, you need to pay anything that you want. You probably want a lot, your lifestyle, to upgrade your lifestyle, but you don't understand really that the market is not always moving on the direction that you always want, okay? So this is something that few traders really share with you, and I'm going to share right now why it's not convenient to overtrade and to do trading every single day. Really put so much attention on my words that I'm going to share with you, okay? So first of all, the traders that move all the markets are not involved every single day on your movements. So this is why it's not always convenient to trade every single day, because not many traders that move all the markets, all the whales that is called them, that all the people call them whales, they are not present every single day on the markets. Okay, so you need to understand that, and always you need to understand that you don't have to be desperated, but so you don't have to be so much eager. You need to be like calm, relaxed, and understand why the market is moving, why all the markets are creating all their retracement, all the impulses, all the momentums that are created by the supply and demand. And you don't need to get lost. And obviously, I do not recommend you to get lost on anything that is not involved on these kind of topics. Why? Because if you get lost on many other areas, on many other information, and it's not really helping you, and why it is not helping you? Because probably you're not achieving your results that you ever wanted, and probably you're like changing every single time, every single week, every single month, every 3 months, every 6 months, your strategy. Probably you're following your one trader, a second one, a third one, and you're getting lost. And I don't recommend you to do that, because you're going to be lost again. Okay, so this is why I really not suggest you to overtrade, because if you understand this, and if you really apply all the words that I'm telling you right now, that not all the people that move the market, that they are involved to move all the market, is not going to trade, and they are not going to put money because you are on that trade. Okay, so you need to be super intelligent, super calm in order to execute a trade. So always you need to fix your mind in order to create a great result, and understand that this is a path on that you build on a daily basis. This is not a path that you build just on one day, 2 days, 3 days, and then you can over trade and you can overload. I don't know where you. I don't know how to express this, but I'm going to explain to you with my words. It's when you put so much money on every single trade that you do. So if you put so much money on every single trade that you do, it's not going to help you. Why? Because you're not understanding why you're earning so much and the market is moving few pips, few ticks or few points, if I'm not wrong. That's the right way to say it. Okay, so I really suggest you to understand the real information of the trading. I really suggest you to get well on that area of your in your life. Why? Because if you don't understand why you're over trading, why you are doing this, and you don't understand your psychology behind it, it's going to affect you many time. Sorry, it's going to affect you so much time, and you're not going to be clear of why you're doing what you're doing. Okay, so I suggest you to understand yourself, to understand why you're so probably desperate in order to earn money. Probably you want to upgrade your lifestyle, probably you want to earn the money that you wanted, but you need to understand this is investments. These investments takes time in order to grow. And if you feel and if you think that all the billionaires are created by just one night, just one day, you're probably lost. You're probably taking every single information that you are learning from social media in a wrong way. So I don't suggest you to do that. Be intelligent, think out of the box, but you need to understand that every single people that is successful right now, they have done many steps to grow and to get where they are. Okay, so obviously you can jump many steps, but you need to be guided, and that's why I'm helping a private group in order to create better results on their trading journey. And if you are like looking for someone that to help you in this journey, you can reach me out on my social media, and I'm going to be helping you a lot in order to you understand this in the right way. Okay, so guys, this is all for now. I really suggest you to understand all the things that I'm I am saying to you in this podcast, and I hope you to understand this. I hope you enjoy it, and see you on the next episode. See you.